Time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Inside Radio reports that, quote, pirate radio is running rampant in radio's largest market, unquote, saying complaints filed at the Federal Communications Commission in January indicate there were 34 pirate radio stations operating in Brooklyn and the Bronx alone. So 33 members of Congress from New York and New Jersey wrote to the FCC asking for more enforcement efforts. The lawmakers wrote, quote, the number of pirate FMs in New York City could well outnumber the number of licensed operations, and recently unauthorized stations have shown up elsewhere in New York and New Jersey, unquote. The letter is signed by Brooklyn liberals such as Nydia Velazquez, as well as Hudson Valley Republicans such as Chris Gibson. The letter asked Wheeler to increase the number of enforcement personnel in the New York FCC office and to work with the U.S. Attorney's Office and local law enforcement to step up enforcement. But earlier this year, the FCC said it wants to cut two-thirds of its field offices and eliminate nearly one-half of its field agents from 63 to 33 in their new budget. Instead, they would create a roving squad that would swoop in, picking up some equipment already in place and taking the pirates off the airwaves. John Anderson at DIYmedia.net recently reported that in 2014, the current FCC enforcement approach has been cut back and saw the lowest level of FCC enforcement in nearly a decade. Quote, as of the end of April, there have been just 35 enforcement actions against 17 stations in four states. There has been no official report of field activity in May. In 2014, there were 52 enforcement actions in the same time frame, unquote, DIYmedia.net reports. You can click at newsroom.free103.9.org for the link to the letter from the Congress members. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.